National Private School Organization to Push Critical Race Theory at Annual Conference. By Spencer Lindquist on October 15, 2022. The National Association of Independent Schools, NAIS, is set to once again push critical race theory, CRT, on America's private schools at their annual People of Color Conference, POCC. BIPOC in White Spaces, Addressing the Hidden Burden of Cross-Racial Interactions is the title of one of the sessions, which claims in its description that Black, Indigenous, and People of Color, BIPOC, in predominantly white spaces often carry the burden of navigating cross-racial interactions. The session will focus on the anxiety that non-white individuals allegedly experience when interacting with their white peers. The description defines racial anxiety as the unconscious stress response before, during, or after cross-racial interactions, also calling it an experience of cognitive interference and depletion. White educators committed to overcoming their own racial anxiety are welcome, it adds. The talk will be led in part by Chap Chapman, who runs a diversity, inclusion, and equity, DIE, consulting group called Chap Equity. Chap Equity offers a number of different resources on its website, including lesson plans for children that discuss transgenderism and literature discussing white anti-racist people and whiteness. The talk will also be led by another DIE consultant, Jessica McFarlane. McFarlane's mission is to mobilize white people in the collective process of unlearning, skills building, and active anti-racism, her website reads. The conference, which is set to occur from November 30 to December 3 in San Antonio, Texas, will feature a session called, They Said What They Said, Leveraging BIPOC Student Voice to Enhance Stage Work in Schools. The talk will use youth-led social movements as a model in order to discuss how institutions can respond to students' experiences and work with students to co-create equitable school cultures. The session will be led in part by the Wells Collective, another DIE consultant group. One member of the Wells Collective is Kalia Selman, who Breitbart News revealed made anti-white statements in support of racial segregation at a previous POC. In one clip, she remarked, "It is absolutely okay to give black and brown students things you're not giving white children," also saying that non-white students had to be protected from the white gaze. In addition, Selman also discussed turning her students into boots-on-the-ground organizers through racially segregated affinity groups. Selman resigned from her position as the diversity director at Maryvale Academy following the investigation from Breitbart News. "Our liberation is connected. Asserting our agency and strategizing for action" is the name of another session, which hopes to effect radical institutional change. Hosted by personnel from New York's Ethical Culture Fieldston School, Connecticut's Independent Day School, and California's Cathedral School for Boys, the description bemoans that our sense of safety is jeopardized, thanks in part to threats to our very democracy. "We must believe that change is possible. Uniting communities of color against white supremacy in the pursuit of racial justice can begin by dismantling anti-black, anti-immigrant, and anti-Asian ideologies," the description reads. It goes on to say, "We must teach multiple histories and be willing to face hard truths." But above all, the talk seeks to lay out a playbook for continued leftist institutional takeover through a racialized method of political mobilization. Get the tools to catalyze individual growth into organizational shifts. Utilize organizational change frameworks to build solidarity across communities of color and assert our agency to effect radical institutional change, the talk's description concludes. Another talk is titled "Day Auditing for Real, So Much More Than a Survey." Hosted in part by Blink Consulting, yet another DIE consulting group, the session's description includes one particularly informative line, which reads, "Diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, work is never done." Breitbart News previously revealed that the People of Color Conference was started by Randolph Carter, a former Black Panther. The conference has previously hosted talks with titles such as "Cultivating Anti-Racists and Activists in Kindergarten" and even "Decolonizing the Minds of Second Graders." Other presentations have showcased slides with titles such as "Burn Shit Down and Malign the White People Way." A covert network of concerned parents, called Undercover Mothers, has formed to fight back against the indoctrination of students at the hands of the NAIS. The organization describes indoctrination in the private school system as a form of elite capture. Following exposés by the undercover mothers, Representative Jim Banks, RN, pledged to investigate the NYSE if the Republicans retake the majority in Congress. Rep. Banks specifically scrutinized the organization's role in political advocacy given its 501c3 status as a nonprofit. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at slindquist@breitbart.com.